This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
The 2024 Grace Life Conference is already in the works. Our Mentality, Ministers and Leaders, and Youth Conference will all take place during Grace Life. Register now through October 20th to receive a one-time 10% discount on your entire order in the Dome Digital Store during Grace Life 2024. Just scan the QR code, text Grace Life to 51555, or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org. We'll see you in July.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Welcome back to Changing Your World. I'm Creflo Dollar, and today we're concluding our conversation on manhood. You know, for men, inferiority, condemnation, and shame are all attacks on our manhood, which are ultimately used to convince us that we're failures. Now, if these situations aren't dealt with properly, you can begin to manufacture an inauthentic identity where people don't get the chance to see the real you. This just isn't the will of God for your life, guys. Listen to me, man. God's grace is available for you to live in the freedom and full expression of your masculinity. Now, in today's teaching, we're continuing a deep dive into this conversation on manhood. Stay right there.
Man, you know, I come to Grace Conference every single year. You know, the revelation that comes out is phenomenal, and it is a word for the season that we're in. If everybody catch hold of this revelation of grace, I believe people will see God in a different perspective. All, you know, for all our lives, we've been taught that God was this God sitting in heaven ready to throw us in hell somewhere, and that's just not the truth. He is a love God. He is a grace God. So I come every year to catch the next wave of the revelation that's coming out of this grace message.
What God is saying when He calls you head, He is saying you are the source where nourishment flows from. So the question is, well, where am I nourished from? Well, what was the atmosphere you were created from? And God spoke man into existence, and man became a living soul. Your nourishment comes from God, who is love. Your wife's nourishment comes from you. You are the source of love, the fountain that love flows from God to you, nourishing you. Ah, we see the problem, right? Oh, we see the problem, right? We're trying to be men without connecting to the atmosphere and the source that made us. You see where all of our toxicity comes from. You see where everything's coming from. We have been taught by this world that their manhood is not focusing on the fact that we need to be connected to the atmosphere that we came from. If anybody need to be at church, if anybody need to understand the word, if anybody need to understand grace, if anybody need to be at homecoming, if anybody ought to be praying to God. And listen, if somebody told you, well, if you ain't praying an hour, you know, you ain't praying right. Forget all that. God is not counting minutes. He just wants a daily devotion from you that says, I acknowledge you today, God, need you today, love you, gotta have you, I trust you, I depend on you, in Jesus' name, and go to work. And while you're there, you're gonna find yourself talking to him. Now, Lord, you got to help me. Because if he talked to me like that one more time, and the Lord would say, calm down, baby. Calm down. Calm down. I got you. I got you. And they'll say, remember, you filled with the Holy Ghost. I know in your mind you can't think of nothing to say. Come on, come on. Rebe, sheroboko, shalalba. And then you find yourself in praying that same tongue. Rebe, rebe, rebe. God said, we got more words than rebe, rebe, rebe. Why won't we recognize this? You would choose an inspirational coach to coach you out of your authentic you and convince you to take a cheap copy. And you keep comparing yourself when Jesus said it's not good to compare. Because when you compare yourself, you lose the authentic you. Right. Trying to be something that you compare yourself with. Right. Do you know what we could accomplish in the marketplace if every man was committed to his connection with his source? And that we can be trustworthy so that being vulnerable is not such a risky affair. And then one guy who has a godly idea finds the other guy who's got another godly idea, and they form a corporation, and they begin to go and invade the marketplace, possessing the millions and the billions to do what need to be done. But now we can't do that because we have declared a declaration of independence from God instead of declaring a declaration of dependence on God, and we won't connect with him. So the wisdom and all the stuff he wants to give to the authentic you is hidden under a cover, and you trying to get God to talk to that fake person you've manufactured, and he's not gonna play that game with you. How long does this continue where we avoid the connection? How many more days and months and years do we lose trying to depend on ourselves and our intellect when the Creator and the one who is creative and innovative wired you a certain way and has the specific plan and software and input for the wiring? But you don't get it because you refuse to connect. And you follow a toxic man down the road of despair. And then when you start getting older, you ask yourself, try to wonder why. And I'm telling you why. You are not as smart as your manufactured self keeps trying to tell you. You need God in order for your manhood to work properly. You need God. He is your battery. He is your power. He is your current. See? And you keep refusing him. You keep figuring out more and more excuses to not live a life connected with God, and your excuses have become nails used to build houses of failure. So what do? Do you continue in the path of toxicity?
Your wife shouldn't be the one talking to your kids about Jesus. You were created in that atmosphere. If anybody gonna tap into an anointing and tap into revelation and tap into stuff that they can't even find written in the Bible, it's in you. You came out of the very source. It's almost like you're born out of a God class. It's in there by intuition. You know how when you're
You're born from your father. There's certain characteristics of your father that you have, you pick up. You have it. You got it legally. It's the same thing with God. There's wisdom in you. You got legally. There's prosperity in you. You got legally. You are the fountain, the kafale. You are the source, the fountain that God's love flows, because He is love. His nature is love. And so my nature should be that of my Father, my Creator. It is not weakness for a man to operate in the type of love that changes things. And that type of love leads you into the marketplace. That type of love, you see a problem and come up with an answer. That type of love leads you to invent. That type of love leads you to start business. That type of love leads you to invade the art world and show them, y'all been lifting Michelangelo up too long. There are better than Michelangelos around here. But instead of doing it from the love that God flowed through you, you now do it for the love of money. Not knowing that money, just like water, if you want to get wet, it's in the water. There's so much in this room. Wonder what would happen if we play it up. What would be the result of your life if we plugged up to the right socket? What could we accomplish being plugged to the source that made us from dust? And somehow, if God has the ingenuity to make a man out of the dust, you will, by legal rights, be able to look at something that ain't nothing in this world and manufacture something that would be so powerful, so awesome, so amazing. Here's the thing I'm saying. Have you even recognized the anointings that you carry? How do you find the will of God for your life? Well, how are you wired? Something in you that just loves math and it's easy. He wired you like that. Something in you where you can fix anything and it's easy. And you're wired like that. Take a day and go into yourself and discover the thing. I love your shit. Give me the way to say this. Yeah, that's good. Discover and pay attention to how your friends and relatives compliment you about something. If it seems like a lot of people keep complimenting you about the same thing, you might ought to pay attention to that. Because that gift is seeping out in the lives of other people that are complimenting you where that is concerned. It's about discovering the purpose for your wiring. There's certain things on this earth that are wired different ways to accomplish different things. You're wired different ways to accomplish different things. And don't limit what you're doing because you're looking at the financial picture. If you accomplish what God wired you to accomplish, that will take care of itself in a magnificent way. You ain't got to concern about it. In fact, you get so busy doing what you're doing, somebody gonna have to stop me and say, man, you realize how much money you done made? No, what? Well, don't bother me, I'm doing something. That'll come. That's the wet with the water. It'll come. But I can't tell you how backwards it is for you to pursue the money and not pursue the connection. You got to pursue the connection. Are y'all getting this morning?
Yes, sir.
There is something that is pretty heavy I think I need to at least bring up, because sometimes it could be the elephant in the room. How do you get hooked up to pornography? Who are you talking about? How does a person become hooked on porn, and what role does fear play in that process? A person's carnal desires, which are based in selfishness, are what the enemy uses to draw them into addictive behavior. Let me say that again. A person's carnal desires, which are based, those desires based in selfishness. You ain't thinking about nobody else but you. Are what the enemy uses to draw them into addictive behavior. So anytime we violate the commandment of love and we're not connected to that love fountain, fear is automatically going to be present. And when we seek to take care of our needs and then do that outside of God, we are far from walking in love. And then listen to this. And since love is what casts out fear, we can't be selfish and then expect to be free from God's, from fear's torment. Fear will always infiltrate our lives when we are operating in selfishness. Selfishness in the area of emotional needs is not often considered, but it's real. All of us have a need for relationships because we're not created to be islands that exist apart from others. We want to be loved and we want to be accepted. That's that whole inferiority thing we're fighting. All have sinned and come short. That word is inferior. All have sinned and have become inferior or come short of the glory of God. And the only antidote for inferiority is Jesus. Because all have done it. It's what happened when you fall into sin. So, let's define manhood. It is sacrificial service. Who better to be a servant under sacrificial conditions than a man who's plugged in with enough love not to be offended by it? And so you look at all the slave movies. I ain't trying to do that. And you are missing out on the path that leads you to the call and the purpose for your wiring, because there's a pool that's especially created for manhood, urubushaka, for manhood, that in certain cases, a man, regardless of the situation, there are anointings available to a man to do some of the stuff that he hadn't even been trained to do. But if he needs it at the time, there's an access to an anointing for you through manhood to get the job done no matter what you face. We've been trying to get the job done in our own natural ability, depending upon ourselves. But there is a grace that's available to a man to see and figure out and accomplish things that showed up that you were never trained about, you were never taught about. But there's a grace that's there for manhood. How do I get it? Well, it just starts off with just getting plugged up with the Spirit of grace. Just getting plugged up with Him. And start maturing. Start maturing. Start growing up. Start maturing spiritually. Start maturing emotionally. And begin to walk in this thing. And begin to challenge yourself every day. And to say to yourself, I depend on God. And all of a sudden, the shame will start leaving where you're not afraid to say this with other men. Hey, man, how you doing? I am a born-again Christian, and I love God with all my heart, and I have to have Him in my life. I'm letting you know right now who I am. You're talking about vulnerable? That's the place where you can become extremely vulnerable. I have accepted Jesus as my Lord. I can't do it without Him. He is my definition and my illustration and my example of manhood, and I follow Him.
Grace Life Conference 2023 Homecoming featured three power-packed days focused on celebrating the life of grace. Creflo and Taffy Dollar were joined by special guests, topping off a weekend filled with revelation.
Grace Life and the message behind that was something I really needed to hear.
The word has been rich, it's been deep, it's been gold. There's nothing comparable to it.
If you need to know purpose, while your purpose, while you're a Christian, Grace Life encourages to live even more so for Christ every day.
It was good to be able to get different perspectives on grace that we ordinarily wouldn't get if we didn't get in this setting here together.
Experience all nine sessions for a love gift of $50 or more for CDs or $60 or more for DVDs. Celebrate grace. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit www.creflodollarministries.org and click eStore while supplies last.
You know, as men, we have to come to the conclusion that every way out comes through Jesus. Every way out of shame, every way out of inferiority, every way out of condemnation. The victory over all those things comes through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when Jesus becomes the center of our focus and we become nourished from our intimacy with Him, then we as men can properly pour into our families, our relationships, and our communities. And you'll in turn begin to see your manhood transform. Now look, next week, we're gonna have another full week of teachings from this year's Grace Life Conference, from our other speakers, Taffy, Greg, Michael, Bishop McClendon, Dr. Mimi, Inky Johnson. Listen, each of them had a word for us that continues to build upon what I've shared with you this week that is sure to empower and to change you through an understanding of God's grace.
The 2024 Grace Life Conference is already in the works. Our Mentality, Ministers and Leaders, and Youth Conference will all take place during Grace Life. Register now through October 20th to receive a one-time 10% discount on your entire order in the Dome Digital Store during Grace Life 2024. Just scan the QR code, text Grace Life to 51555, or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org. We'll see you in July.
The Bible teaches us to give generously with a cheerful heart, not out of necessity, but out of a cheerful heart. And that's why I'm so grateful for the friends and partners of this ministry who freely and cheerfully give financial offerings to support us. You understand our vision. You know that when people understand grace, they're empowered to change their lives for the better. Thank you for supporting us with your financial donations. And every time you give, you're being used by God to stop misfortune in someone else's life. And for that, we say thank you. God bless you.
If you want to honor the Lord by sowing financial seeds into Creflo Dollar Ministries, call the number on your screen or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. Tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hey. Have you ever had God save somebody in your family and they were no good for nothing dirty, but he saved them anyway, sanctified them, filled them with the Holy Ghost?
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times.
I open my heart, I open my mind, I open myself up to God possibilities, to God happenings, God encounters, whatever he wants to do, however he wants to do it, but I refuse to live in the past.
We're in this together. No matter where we are world changers. See you online.
We have one mission, to tell the world that our God is alive. Because all that we are is because of who Jesus is. Not just because he died, but because he lives. Because he cares. Because he loves. And because he is God. So who are we? We are his hands, his feet, his people. We are his church. So we take his message of grace all around the world, to the fatherless, to the hungry, to the hurting, to the old, and to the young we go. As he is, so are we. We are world changers.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world, and we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.